You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
You're a pretty fast typer.
I am. I was actually top of my class in high school.
You were geeky in high school, weren't you?
You know, my mother told me the benefits of typing would follow me from high school beyond, and she was so right.
She had no idea, probably.
Well, I don't think anybody knew computers were going to be such a big deal. But back then, I'm like, you know, I had to type my husband's, like, papers in vet school because he didn't have that ability to type, and it took him hours to type it.
He'd poke at each little key.
Yes, the hunt and poke method, right?
What's your fastest clock typing?
Oh, I don't remember back then. I think I was probably 120 minutes.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was pretty good. I was up there with the girls that did the they were tracking the business. You know, how accurate that is, it probably would bring me down to 80 words a minute with accuracy.
So if this vet thing doesn't work out for you, you still have a career like as a secretary, huh?
I suppose.
Mine was 95.
Really?
Yeah.
That was being tested too. I had to be tested for that.
Both of you ladies have impressed me. Mine is 25.
I think mine's less than that.
Well, now you can just speak to your computer. You don't actually have to type.
So yeah. There you go.
Yeah, the computer hasn't figured out my accent yet, though.
Very few of us have. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, Robert Semro with 5 Ways Pets Serve in the Military. I'm assuming we're talking about dogs. I haven't seen any service cats for the military.
There have been birds, pigeons, and things.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah. Horses.
Horses?
Yeah.
Lots of animals.
Yeah.
Well, now I think Robert should have 15 different animals, ways pets have served. We'll find out what's on his mind in just a couple of minutes, right here on Animal Radio. Miranda Lambert, country star Miranda Lambert, she is also on the way right here on Animal Radio, so you want to stick around for that. Lori, what are you working on this hour?
Well, there's an unusual therapy or an emotional support animal story in the news. And we've only heard about this particular animal being used as an emotional support animal one other time. And we'll tell you what it is coming up.
It's not a hippopotamus, is it? Because I personally would love an emotional support hippopotamus. It would make me feel a lot better.
I want an elephant.
I would love an elephant.
Can you imagine cleaning up after those guys? I'm just saying.
No, thanks.
Let's go to JC right now, who wants to talk to Dr. Dib. Hey, JC.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Say, I got a small Dachshund. She's about 10 pounds. She's about 10 pounds. And I heard that if you give chewing tobacco to the dog, is that true that it takes the tapeworm out?
No. Okay, so no, this is a very common, like, old wives' tale that's out there. This is a fallacy. So we don't want to give any kind of tobacco to dogs. It actually is toxic to them. Now, where this ever came from, you know, most nicotine, when it's given to animals, if they ingest it, it'll cause vomiting. So maybe in a pet who has worms, you know, by giving them a tobacco product, you'd see them vomit the worm up. Now, that doesn't mean you're curing them of this problem. You're just going to actually make a bigger problem for this baby. So no, we need to get into using a typical deworming product. Now, you mentioned, is it tapeworms? Is that what you're worried about?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you're seeing the little rice-like segments along the butt area that are dried up on the fur. Is that what you're getting?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So there definitely are some products that we can use. I will direct you to your veterinarian because a lot of times you won't get the right ones if you're going over the counter. But there's some different ones. There's one called Drontol, and then there's another that's Fenbendazole that we can use. Those would be some of the different products that I might look at. But you want to get that taken care of the proper way. And then also, important to note, tapeworms are linked in their life cycle with fleas. So if you're in a flea endemic area, you also need to make sure you're tackling those fleas to get rid of those guys.
All righty. Thank you so much. First time listener, and I appreciate that info.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate that. It's always great to hear first time listeners. 1-866-405-8405. Remember, you can send us your questions at yourvoice@animalradio.com. Call in toll-free, the toll-free number. You can even tweet us your questions at Animal Radio. By the way, if you sign up for our tweet feed, you'll get all the recalls and the latest news. And over at Facebook at Animal Radio. And do not forget the Animal Radio app for your iPhone or Android. Download that puppy now. You can even ask your questions right from there. That was a wild one.
But that was a fun one. Kind of nice, simple, straightforward question. I like that.
I've never heard that before.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those old, it's like given kerosene. There's all sorts of things you can hear about on top of animals.
How do you get your dog to chew the tobacco? I mean, that's kind of, you know, wouldn't they swallow it? Or do they keep it in their lips, right? Pouch?
I'm sure it involves putting it in food. And you know, the Labrador owner that I am, you can put just about anything in food and they'll eat it.
Oh, wow.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
Police in Cleveland have a new weapon on the war on drugs, and she only weighs 8 pounds. Midge, a Chihuahua Rat Terrier mix, is Cleveland's newest canine officer. Canine dogs are usually larger breeds, but Midge doesn't let that hold her back. She just passed her state-certified drug training test with high marks in finding marijuana. Her small size was actually an asset. She has a special talent for sniffing it out, using her tiny nose to get into small spaces. Her talents have landed her on numerous TV shows, including CNN, MSNBC, and The Rachel Ray Cooking Show, where that talented nose of hers probably got a real workout. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people too. Animal Radio.
This is
Animal Radio.